Blog Talk Radio.
You never knew you were a man. You never knew you'd go through the things you went through. You never knew that you were a boss. But I heard his voice say, I heard his voice say, here's a thing, it is not your fault, failure, it is not your fault, today, it is not your fault, poverty, it is not your fault, I have to embrace the problem.
Decree and declare everybody on this broadcast have a good
portion. They have an ear to hear. They don't miss nothing. Everything that God put across, they receive it. Hallelujah. Because they know that's the word of God. They don't receive anything unless it's the word of God. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. But I'm excited. I'm excited about his word. I'm excited what he's going to illuminate in our spirit today. Hallelujah. So let's get started, brothers and sisters. But we'll get started with Pastor Bell. So she'd like to give us a word of prayer, and we'll go from there. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen, amen. And we thank God. I stand in agreement with Pastor that we all be able to hear the word today. Amen, and receive it. So the scripture I want to share is coming from Ether 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We just thanking you for your word, Father God. We thanking you for the listeners and those that participate and those that are listening by internet. We give you thanks, Father God, for this day. Lord, we just ask that you would be with all those who ask us to keep them in prayer. Be with the bereaved families, Father God. Be with those that are sick and shut in and those that are going through, Father God. We know you're a way maker out of no way, and we're going to continue to trust in you. Now, Lord, open up our hearts and our minds to this word, and that we will receive it, that we will have a listening ear so that it will be in our hearts. And we're just binding up anything and everything to try to hinder us from receiving this word, Father God. Continue to be with our pastor, lead and guide and direct him, and be with all of us as we listen and learn together, Father God. Listen with our ears and receive it in our hearts, Father God, where no one can take it from us. And we give you praise. We ask that you continue to be with Evangelist Sharon and Evangelist Renee, and anyone else that are going through or need a healing. And we just give you praise in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful, heartfelt prayer. I thank God for you. God is a miracle-working God. Hallelujah. If you start looking at everything God did in your life and for your life, it's miracles. Mm-hmm. It was miracle being done strategically. It was miracle being done. God arranged that. You had nothing to do with it.
Hallelujah.
I think you read that scripture in Ephesians 1, what we're going to pick up from yesterday. But I like that. We're talking about the facts of the new creation. But I'm going to say this again and again and again. It's up to you to believe this. Nobody can make you believe this.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Is the God of glory. He is the God of our Lord and Savior. You have to believe that. Then you turn around and believe that you have been blessed by God and the Father and our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. He says, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. Where is it at? In Christ. Hallelujah. Ooh, boy, that's a good lesson right there. It's in Christ, man. All these goodies is in Christ. You can't assume you in Christ because you read a scripture.
Okay.
No. It don't work like that, baby. You can't assume that Christ is in you because you read that scripture. You have to get into Christ. That's something you do. So he says, if Christ be in you, then the body did, see. But it's all predicated on what you do. The invitation is out there. You have to accept it. You have to believe it. So that's what we're going to talk about today. This new life that we're living, it's a glorious life. Hallelujah. Because God has a glorious church. These are facts, brothers and sisters. You are not an ordinary Christian, whatever that is. You know, you're the very righteousness of God by faith. You are living this true and living way. In other words, you're on the right path now. I'm on the right path now. And it's vital to your spirit, man, that you stay on the right path. It's vital that you feed your spirit, man, the right stuff.
Hallelujah.
We all know when you don't eat the right stuff, you'll die of malnutrition.
Yes.
I mean, dog food is good, but it's only good for dogs.
Amen. Say that.
That don't work for you. I mean, you see, as big as a cow is, they eat green grass out there. But wait a minute, that don't work for you.
Amen.
So you got to eat what's good for you. What is that? The truth. The truth.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We're so happy to have evangelist Sharon. I know she's listening in, and I thank God for that. God is just showing me the strength that's in her, and I thank God for it. Sometimes God shows you things, you have to reflect it. But, Pastor, if you would, can you read Ephesians 1? I think we read 17 to, I want to say 21. On yesterday, we left off at 23. It was chapter 1, Ephesians 1. It was 17 through 23. If you'll read that for me in the King James and in the Messenger Bible. Thank you.
You're welcome, Pastor. From the King James, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that all in all. Amen. And from the Message Bible, I think of you and give thanks, but I do more than thank. I ask the God of our Master Jesus Christ, the God of glory, to make you intelligent and discerning in knowing him personally, your eyes focused and clear so that you can see exactly what it is he's calling you to do. Grasp the immensity of this glorious way of life he has for his followers. Oh, the utter extravagance of his work in us who trust him, endless energy, boundless strength. All this energy issued from Christ. God gave him from death and set him on a throne in deep heaven, in charge of running the universe, everything from galaxies to government. No name and no power exempt from his rule. And not just for the time being, but forever. He is in charge of it all. He has the final word on everything. At the center of all this, Christ rules the church. The church, you see, is not peripheral to the world. The world is peripheral to the church. The church is this body. in which he speaks and acts, by which he fills everything with his presence. Amen.
Amen and amen. But let me start off by saying this, because the purpose of this book and the Paul's writing is to strengthen the believers who's in Christ. It's to strengthen the Christian faith. So he began to explain the nature and the purpose of the church. I just think that's awesome. I think it's awesome that this letter, Paul explained the wonderful things that we have received through being in Christ and reference to the church as a body. Man, this is just like awesome. See, if you read this with the right intent, Paul referenced to the church as a body, as a temple, as a bride, and as a saint. They all illustrate unity. I just wish I had time to get into this. Everything that he represents the church, it has to do with unity. It had nothing to do with no building. Please get that.
Amen.
And I'm trying to take this to your church, because the purpose is to show each individual member is part, and they must work together with all other parts in the body of Christ. Now, don't ask me why folks don't do that, but there's a great division. Baptists want to do Baptist stuff. Methodists want to do Methodist. Presbyterian want to do. Brothers and sisters, let all that go, and let us get in Christ. And let's unite this body by believing in Christ and believe the facts. If we don't do nothing but just preach the facts, man, that right there is awesome. If we didn't do nothing but preach the facts, here Paul says that, and believe me, when I tell you one of the greatest character of redemption is unity, one of the greatest character that you'll ever see in this is that it's vital to stay connected to Christ.
Hallelujah.
And if you're not connected in Christ, how do you do that? That's easy, brothers and sisters. I'm here to help, because I want you to be connected with Christ, being in Christ, not joining no church. And it's a couple ways it can start. And if you want just the scripture, I'll go to what is that? Galatians 2 and 20. I got to tell y'all this first. I was going to go somewhere else, but the Spirit is telling me, go to Galatians 2 and 20, Pastor, and then read that for us. Because I want you to know, this is how it happens.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Oh, praise God. Galatians 2 and 20 from the King James. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen.
That's how it happens. It happens like that. And it'll happen for you once you get into the Word of God. The more you stay in the Word of God, and you'll stop trying to live by the law. You'll stop trying to live by your physical being. You'll stop reference everything to some denomination or some tradition. Let that go. Abraham lived 400 years without any laws and regulations. He just lived by faith.
Really?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But you, he didn't have a bunch of rules and regulations. He didn't have that stuff.
Say that.
He said, when I look at the law, he said, I'm dead. See, I can't live by it. And if you be honest, you can't live by all them laws. Because see, here's the thing about the law, and we'll get into that another time. But here's the thing about the law. You can't break one commandment, you got to do them all. The one, once you break one, you broke them all. That's what you want to live by. Well, I don't do this, but I do this. I do this, I do. No, it's either all or none. That's what we were dealing with, brother and sister. That's all we had to deal with, if I can keep it real with you. Because the moment you messed up, boom, you were done. You were doomed. But now, since God brought us this grace and truth, we can go to him with truth and say, Lord, here I am.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest with you, brothers and sisters, before you get all bent out of shape, you can't live by it. You can't live by the law because it's called the law of sin and death. When you sin, you die.
All right.
Did I say that, Pastor? Huh? Somebody ought to give me a hand. It's called the law of sin and death. The moment you sin, you're dead. You don't live by that.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I was talking about that same garbage. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, when you, it's called the law of sin and death. Do your research. So when you sin, you die. That's how it works.
Yeah.
It wasn't designed. And then when you think about it, the law is holy. God is holy. So God said, okay, well, if you want to do this, it's fine. But here it is. Here is what I require. Well, let me move on because these are facts, brothers and sisters. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, now, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Christ want to live in you. God giving you an invitation. He want to live in us.
Yeah.
I just think that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Because the life I live now, the path that I'm going now is by faith.
Yeah.
I'm not condemned. I don't care what the flesh say. I don't care what, I don't even care what my flesh tell me. Because I'm not obeying that. I'm obeying the scripture.
Amen.
See, when I tried to obey the law in the scriptures, those laws killed me.
Mm-hmm.
As a result of this, I lost my relationship. I died. So, hey, how about I died? I got crucified. When Christ got crucified, I got crucified. So not no longer live like that, but I'm living in Christ now. See, this is new path to live in Christ.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I live this life because I'm believing in God's Son. I'm believing that when he rose, he said, all power in heaven and in earth is in my hand.
Hallelujah.
Told death, shut up. Told the grave, Christ was saying, you can't hold me. Grave can't hold Christ. He mastered it. He mastered sin. Born of a woman, master flesh. That's what he did. He mastered all this stuff. Listen, brothers and sisters. So when you get in Christ, you become a master now. You become a master. Isn't that awesome?
Yes, it is.
That's the only way you
can
master sin is to be in Christ. You get crucified with him. And because you got crucified with him, you die when Christ died.
You
live
when
Christ did. So that's a fact, okay? Next thing I'm going to bring your attention to, because this is so vital, man. If I could just stress that to you, how necessary it's necessary.
Yes, it is.
He's revealing his process. You got to get a chance. Read that whole thing, man, and just let the Holy Spirit just bless you.
Amen.
So you don't misplace God's grace. Here, God giving us grace, but see, grace can't work where the law is at. Grace came because the law couldn't do it. Hello. Grace came because the law couldn't keep you alive in Christ.
Yeah.
The law couldn't do it. The law couldn't have you to become one with Christ. The law couldn't do it. But grace could. The law couldn't forgive you. Ooh, let me say that one more time.
Yeah.
The law could not forgive you. the thing that God approved was grace, because grace is why we get righteousness. You only get righteousness because of grace. So if you're in Christ, you can enjoy that.
Thank you, Lord.
And those sins that the devil's trying to hold over your head, let it go. I don't care if you're the biggest drunk, the biggest dope pusher, the biggest prostitute. I don't care if you're the biggest crook. Let me tell you, when grace moves into the neighborhood, please hear this, all that other stuff is forgotten. God throwed it as far as east is from west. See, this is good news, brother and sister. This is good news. So according to the working of his mighty power, not ours, his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ. He did this stuff in Christ. When did he do it? When he raised him from the dead. And he set him at his own right hand. You know what? I get another thought with this kind of stuff, too. I be thinking like, you know what? God wanted to reproduce himself in us. He wanted, you know, every daddy. Can I just take a moment and say this? Every daddy, every father want his son to be like him. And if you mothers be honest, you want the best for your daughters.
That's right. Amen.
I mean, I can tell you that. You want the best for your daughters.
Yeah.
I want you to read verse 19 through 23 one more time. Because, I don't want to lose track. And then I'm going to talk about the very fact. Well, you know what? I'm put a pin there for me, because I want you to know, brothers and sisters, God wanted to reproduce himself in us. So when you read Ephesians 5, 1 and 2, read that first, and then we're going to go back to verse 19 through 23. But read Ephesians 5, 1 and 2, because, see, I want to validate what I'm telling you.
Okay. Amen. From the King James. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Amen. Thank God. And from the Message Bible. Watch what God does, and then you do it like children who learn proper behavior from their parents. Mostly what God does is love you. Keep company with him and learn a life of love. Observe how Christ loved us. His love was not cautious, but extravagant. He didn't love in order to get something from us, but to give everything of himself to us. Love like that. Amen. God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, if you could just see this.
Yes.
If you could just see this, brothers and sisters, what he says here in Ephesians is that, I mean, I'm just trying to deal with the realness. God is inviting us through the Holy Spirit to impart the good nature for us. He wants to come into our body and make his home in us. Then as we begin to feed on this word, in other words, practicing the word, living the life, living the good life in the word, he builds the word into us. For that's what Christ is, word.
Yeah.
So he said, if you just look at this as being genuine, God's ability to build himself in us, that is just, when I see that, I'm just like, wow, I'm blown away that he can do that. That's the kind of God you serving who can do that, can do the impossible, can do the miracles. Satan really thought he had us. Listen, brothers and sisters, And every time he brings something up, God, boom, shoot him a little grace. See, grace allows you a chance to get it together. The law don't do that.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm. Yeah, see, when you're operating in the law of sin and death, you're going to sin and you're going to die. Well, I mean, when God gave me that revelation, he said, you can't keep no law. But you just got the spirit of life, the spirit that Christ give us. And that's called the spirit of life, man.
Yeah.
That's eternal life. That's the mindset you want to be in. That's the spirit you want to be in. So what if you ran out of gas? The angel going to bring you some more. So what you feel, God picks you up. He don't leave you out there. He likes to see us make an effort. What you think happened with the prodigal son? The daddy didn't leave that boy out there. He didn't leave him. He got it. He didn't get what that other boy was saying or them other folks. He got him. God got you. So be ye therefore followers. And that word follow means to imitate. It means to mimic. And he said, do it as your children. You see that? Children of God. You're a child of God. If you're a child of God, then you ought to have some other than the title. You ought to have some of the characteristics, some of the attributes, some of the same stuff in his blood ought to be in yours.
Yeah.
If loving God, loving you. You may not see it all right now. But sometimes you do a reflection. And we might want to do that too. Sometimes you need to reflect and you have to ask yourself, have I grown any? Have I grown in the last year? I mean, that's a good question to ask yourself. You ought to, I mean, not that you're trying to, you know, gauge yourself, but wait a minute. I know you're, you know, because I was telling that sister the other day, I think it was Sister Sharon. I was telling Evangelist Sharon the other day, man, you for glad I ain't like I used to be. Man, 8 years ago, I might hurt somebody. Now, not you right, I mean, y'all been trying to get me out on bond.
All right, now.
Y'all might have been trying to get me out on bond. You might have had to come all the way from Texas to help me get out.
Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead.
You'd be surprised, brother and sister. God changes folks on the inside.
Oh, yes, he does.
I just thank God. Every day I have to thank God.
Yeah.
I wouldn't listen. God got me in a listening place now. Woo, that's God building himself inside of us. That's what that is.
Yeah.
You know how you snap on folk? That's God building himself in you, telling you to shut up.
Yeah. Amen.
And he'll let some stuff happen to you where you can't talk. Because sometimes we don't know how to just be cool. Let God handle it.
Yeah.
But we're learning. See, God is learning, teaching us. We have to learn. Paul said, I learned whatever state I am to be that with content. We have to learn some stuff. And in order to learn some stuff, you got to go through some stuff.
All right, now. Go on and say it. Say
I
that.
Give you another fact. I tell you this, everything shine ain't new money. I bet you learned that, huh?
Amen.
Yeah, everything shine ain't new money, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Say amen to that one, huh?
That's
right. You better believe it. So you learn some things.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm.
You learn that everybody smile in your face.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't
come on.
You got to learn some stuff.
That's right.
But anyway, we thank you all so much for this. We're going to get ready for Thankful Thursday for tomorrow, and just come in a thankful way. We're still dealing with some facts about this new creation, okay?
Amen.
And, meanwhile, you know, you have anything you want to share, Pastor?
Now, this word is good, Pastor. It's just, like you say, stating the facts, and, you know, just make an outline of it. You know, sometimes we got to go back and make an outline of what you just gave us with the scriptures, you know. So I'm loving God's word, yes. Loving it.
Amen. Amen. You know, he said we're children. So as children, we're children of love. We have to walk in love. I don't like loving my enemy. I'm going to be honest with you, but I do it.
That's right. That's what we got to do.
God bless them that curse me. It ain't, I mean, I can tell you I'm really excited. No, I'm learning. If I have to go and turn my head the other way and say, here, honey, here's your $5, and just keep it moving. If I have to go the other way and call you and say, well, yeah, praise God, hallelujah. I mean, sometimes the Spirit tell you to do stuff. Now, it ain't always for you. Sometimes it's for the body of Christ. Sometimes
that's
people are like, I'm going to whoop in her. Or whatever made her do that, I need just a little of that. I need a little bit of that right now. Whatever caused him to do that for me, I need some of that. So it ain't always about you. You remember,
that's
you
right.
Got crucified. Oh, you didn't read that scripture. My bad. But you crucified self, because see, self would have slapped her. Self would have hit him in his mouth. That's what self would have did. But since self is crucified now, bless God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Say, oh, I forgive you, and you keep it moving. Now, I don't care nobody to hang out with spirits that's bad, because the Bible says shun the very appearance. But if you come across one, you bless them. We got to know that Jesus died for the world. He wasn't angry.
Yeah.
He died with a smile. The Father gave his only begotten Son. He did that with a smile. So when you giving your life, boy, that's a whole sermon right there. When you giving your life, you got to have the God kind of mind.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
See, it's a lot of, believe me, brother and sister, that's what Satan wants you to do. He wants you to think who you is and what you used to be and da-da-da-da-da. No, you say, hey, that rascal there, he dead. He died.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Thank you, Lord.
I think about that car, my brother. He literally tricked me out of bamboozled me. And God took that spirit up off me. I'm being honest with you. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God took that spirit off me because I was ready to do something to him. He took my 1950 Buick Dynaflow and told me all kind of lies about it. And then things said, go find, because you know you're going to whoop it, but you already going to do that. And I'm a preacher.
Yes.
And then he showed me other preachers and did worse than that. Boy, I heard him put my clothes on. And before I can get there, the car wouldn't even start.
Look at that.
The angel disconnected the battery cable. I mean, it's kind of funny. But I'm trying to tell you something, brothers and sisters. Sometimes you got to listen to the Spirit. When he's telling you to do something, do it. If he tell you to boogity, 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 boogity. He tell you it ain't worth it. Trust me.
Amen.
Just follow the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He won't lie.
That's
something the law can't do. The law can't give you that spiritual satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I can hear you all day. Hey, y'all stay blessed, and thank you so much, Pastor, for your comments. And we'll see you all tomorrow for Thankful